Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugule Tufupi. I'm not quite sure if this is a capitulation or if this was always in the plan or on the works, right? But Lesotho has granted Starlink a license to operate. Now, maybe tell us first, what is Starlink and then Elon's link to the Trump administration?
100%. Well, for those who aren't familiar, Starlink is really this new innovative digital solution that uses, satellites that travel at a lower orbit in terms of how they actually move around the world, essentially, and the galaxy to ensure that they're able to provide affordable data connectivity. So think of it this way. It's a cheaper, more efficient and affordable way for you to actually access the internet. And largely, it also helps, especially in highly isolated or rural areas where it's a little bit difficult to actually ensure that you get the cable or network infrastructure under the ground. So in other words, it's a great level of innovation and one that has been earmarked to democratize even further access to digital technology. Elon Musk is the founder behind this. And anyone who's been following the Trump administration would know very well that Elon Musk, who's actually from South Africa, Pretoria boys, and essentially has been a phenomenal entrepreneur in the US, has also been stirring the pot and influencing the political direction that Donald Trump and his administration have been following through. Now, you might recall just a few weeks ago, Donald Trump had made a stark statement that nobody really knows a small country like Lesotho. And from not knowing Lesotho to now being great allies with Lesotho. From what we understand, it's been reported that the Lesotho Communications Authority has actually granted a license valid for 10 years to Starlink to actually, number one, have a base and, of course, provide some level of service provision to the country. Now, this does expand on Starlink's opportunity to expand across the continent. It's been met with a lot of controversy from a local point of view because Elon Musk has been rather averse to local ownership in terms of BEE participation. And from what we've also seen in New headlines, not only has Lesotho been a market that they're targeting, but Somalia too is said to actually have granted them a license. So I think a very interesting shift and maybe a capitulation with a capital C for Lesotho, given that they too just a few weeks ago were also impacted by the tariffs, reciprocal tariffs that were administered by the White House.
Indeed. Yesterday we spoke about NUMSA requesting an increase for their workers. Today, a looming strike, and this time at Transnet.
May Day, I think, is going to be a very interesting month when it comes to labor negotiations. So Transnet, as we know, is a very critical state-owned entity, not only for their freight, but their rail network infrastructure as well. And that fundamentally helps many other sectors of the economy operate and function efficiently. Whilst they've been undergoing a turnaround strategy and increasing private sector participation, what they need is all hands on deck to keep goods moving. From what we understand, the United National Transport Union, also known as UNTU, has officially reached a deadlock in terms of their wage negotiations. They are looking for a range of between 6% to 10% in terms of the increases that they are looking for. Transnet has not responded just yet. And from what we do know, the losses that are typically incurred when Transnet is not fully operational do impact sectors of the economy like mining, costing them at least 800 million rand a day in terms of lost exports. So it will be interesting to see how this negotiation does transpire. Does need to be expedited quite quickly. And more so, Transnet will also need the necessary funding to actually cover the shortfall in terms of the wage negotiations. So it's one that we'll continue to monitor.
Okay. And so now, what are the markets looking like?
Man, Caesar, if you were in a coma last week, Monday, didn't keep update or follow through with any of the news flow over the last few days, and then woke up yesterday afternoon, you would have thought absolutely nothing happened on the markets, because yesterday was such a relief recovery and a wonderful turnaround that we saw globally, that there was no, shifts that were significantly impacted by Donald Trump as well as his announcements. But I guess this is very telling that fundamentally Trump, with his announcements regarding the tariffs and the fact that he's pulled back and allowed for certain additional exemptions, does just show that the market is looking for certainty. So overall, US equities were in firmer territory. Even this morning, we do see that Asian markets are fairly mixed, but looking a lot stronger than what they were. The JSE All Share Index will open up from 88,717 points today. Currency-wise, we're stronger there too. We are below 19. 1883 is where we're trading to the greenback, 24.87 to the British pound, and now 21.38 against the euro.
We're back. We're back. The lesson here is...
Finally.
Yeah. If Trump would just keep his mouth shut, things would be okay.
Yes. 100%. Completely agree.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulet and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.